Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
All right. Are you ready? I think everyone is a foodie. Don't you think so? We all have to eat food and we all like food. So we are going to talk to one of Chicago food influencers to follow on Instagram. I've heard him on with Lisa Dent before, and it's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent today. So let's say hello to Paul Manning, the Grub Gladiator. Hi, Paul.
Hello, Wendy. Good to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. I have to tell you, I was on vacation. I knew I was filling in for Lisa, and I looked up the Grub Gladiator because I thought, oh my God, cicadas and now grubs. But it's a different kind of grub, and I was watching your TikToks, and you do a great job. So you just go eat places and tell us about it?
Well, yeah, thank you for saying that. We do. We think, you know, I guess at the end of the day, we like to get out and share some of Chicago's best restaurants and events. And there's so many great things and local businesses going on in the city. And we just want to go out and share what we can and spread the word on what a great city this is.
All right. And wait, do you refer to yourself as Mayo?
I do. I don't know where you got that nickname. It's a college nickname I got somewhere from my old teammates. But my nickname is Mayo, and my real name is Paul. But somehow I've picked up this nickname Grub lately, and I guess I'd go by any of them.
I guess it works. All right. So what are you going to tell us about this week?
Well, there's a couple of things we're really excited about. First of all, there's an opening tonight at Goose Island. The new Goose Island Tap Room is opening, and it's at Salt Shed. So they were open in Lincoln Park for many years, and we're going to head over there. It's a grand opening night. It should be a great evening. I understand they have a great smash burger and a great chicken sandwich, so we're excited for that on a beautiful night. And then this weekend, we're going to be bouncing around town to see if there's a couple of new burger spots we're excited about. Up on the north side, there's a place called Ragadon that's doing an Oklahoma smash burger that we've been hearing about. We're excited to try that also again.
And all right, forgive me for not knowing all this, but you are on TikTok, but are you on YouTube as well?
We do some YouTube, but most of our influence is on Instagram. Right now. And to be honest, it's really just a side hobby in the sense that we started this during the pandemic as a way to just promote local businesses that were struggling, during the pandemic. And now we've had the opportunity. It's really taken a life of its own in the sense that we're just sharing some of Chicago's best restaurants and going out and spreading a word, because there's so many hardworking people in this city and there's so many great stories. And honestly, the food is world class. I don't think I can remember in a time in my last 20 years that the restaurant scene was as hot as it is today. And so we're sharing that, and people seem to really like it. We're connecting with people, and we're having a lot of fun with it.
I had mentioned that I just went to Disney World in Florida, and I cannot believe how much better the food is now than, 10, 15 years ago when I went for the very first time. We had some great pulled pork and barbecue ribs at one of the, I think it was the Animal Kingdom. It was really good.
I tell you, I think that competition is rising in the sense that whether it be new ingredients or I think farm to table is so important, freshness and high quality ingredients. And so as a result, I think you've seen, a better presence, a better food presentation. You're seeing better tasting food and people seem to really love it. And yet Disney's become real competitive too. They're definitely at the high end of the food game. In fact, they just had a food and wine event at Disneyland that was apparently pretty successful. And I think they're planning to do that every year now.
It's come a long way from like the hot dogs and hamburgers, and the corn dogs are still pretty good at Disney. And also, I don't know who to talk to, and maybe you could help me find someone, but, we stayed at Caribbean Beach Resort, and I had a night by myself, and I went and hung at the bar and met this lovely family from Boston, and I had a lot of blueberry lemon margaritas, and it was tequila, Grand Marnier, sweet and sour mix, lemon and lime juices, and blueberry puree. Is there someone I can talk to find this exact recipe? Because I'm telling you, that is my new drink of choice for the summer. And I found it at Disney.
That sounds like a great vacation, to be honest.
I know, except $17.
You mentioned something there about the price, and there's a lot of pressure on restaurants right now to maintain prices. It's harder and harder to find those value meals. You know, we were eating hot dogs and hamburgers, but when you start to want something a little nicer, there is a lot of pressure. And so, you know, that being said, there's plenty of great cocktail bars in the city. Some of our favorite are the Avery. They're doing a tremendous job over there. But we also the Violet Hour. Those are longtime Chicago institutions that'll mix up a great proper cocktail. And I don't know that it'll be a great price point, but you're sure to have a good time after only a few of them.
And so, Paul, he's the Grub Gladiator, Paul Manning. Where can people follow you? Instagram. What's your handle?
Yeah, that's the best way to follow us is on Instagram or TikTok. You'll find us at Grub Gladiator.
Okay, and I wanted to mention, it is tough for restaurants these days. I mean, we go to the grocery store and we realize how expensive everything is. Well, restaurants have those prices to pay too. But if you're ordering something to pick up, well, just give me your tip. If you are tipping, which most people didn't do before the pandemic, if you were picking it up, but now do you really have to give 20% if you're doing a pickup order on your own?
That's a million-dollar question.
I know. Right? I don't know. I don't know what's right.
Everybody struggles with that, including myself. And I tend to tip based on the service. If I walk in and I get friendly service and the food is delivered or brought to you in a fast manner, and they're doing, you know, they're bringing everything to you that you would expect. I think for takeout, anything at 10% to 15% is probably pretty good. And if you feel, you know, feeling generous, then anything more is always appreciated, because they are really working hard in the back of the house to bring you fresh food and make sure that the order is done right.
And a lot of times when you take things to go, they're put into individual containers, which I guess sometimes takes more work.
It sure does, and it can slow down the kitchen and affects the front of house. And so I guess the thought I'd leave you with is tip something. Tip what you can afford and tip based on service. But at the end of the day, they're working really hard to deliver a high-quality meal to you.
Perfect. And what are you working on next? Where are you headed next, Paul?
Yeah, we talked about the Goose Island tonight. We're excited about that. And right now we're on a diner tour. Chicago has a great history of diners. And, you know, there's some argument about whether or not we need counter service. Or there's lots that goes into a diner, big menu, small diner. But the end of the day, we're now going to about 20 diners. And pretty soon we're going to release our top 5 diner list. We're pretty excited to share that with everybody.
Excellent. Can't wait. All right. We'll follow you at Grub Gladiator. He's Paul Manning. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
All right. You as well. Weekend. Yeah, it's Friday, isn't it? That means Riffs on Record. I love playing along with the listeners. It's so fun. I hear it pretty much every Friday when Lisa does this. News is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. And it is tough to determine how much to tip people if you're doing takeout. Also, with these $17 tequila drinks that I was having at Disney, you know, do you tip 20% of the total or...
$17 for a drink?
I know, but I had...
No, but I want to go back because you said you had many of them.
Well, yes.
Okay, so let's say you had 10?
I had 3.
Oh, okay.
I had 3, and then I switched to a beer and had some beer that I took home.
Under your shirt, or how'd you do that?
No, I you could get it to go.
Oh, okay.
Disney has really changed. It really has. You still can't get a beer at Magic Kingdom, but on the resort, it was great. You know, you could get a 6-pack of Miller Lite and bring it to your room. It was fun. But so if I have 3 $17 drinks, that is $51 plus tax. I'm not tipping 20% of $50. There were 3 drinks. So, I don't know, would 10 bucks be enough?
Well, was it any easier to make the third drink? I mean, it was easier to drink it, I'm sure. But it was the same work in making the third drink.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't find it to be fair.
You should go back there and tip them what they're due.
Yeah, I'll put it on the app. All right, news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here at 720 WGN.